Mem Gimel Amud Beis.
All right, let's say over the case again. A loyve sends two shlichim to pay back his malve. Nachman said that they could be made that they paid it back. Right? So Zog the Gemara like this. There's a machlokes whether Hamava Chaver Be'edim Tzorek Lepora Be'edim or not. That the general klal, I lend you money with Edim. Do we assume that I don't trust you to pay me back unless you pay me back in front of Edim? Or no, you have a right to tiny you paid me back even not in front of Edim. Nafkamina will be, if I take you to Bezin and say you never paid me back, and you say you did, and I say bring Edom. So if you hold, and I lent it to you in front of Edom, so if you hold them out, so you don't have Edom, you paid me back, you're going to have to pay me again. Or we don't believe that you paid me. But if you say, then you have a right to tiny you paid me back. You're without Edom. So now, the Gemara is saying like this, according to Rashi. What happens if the loyve gave the money to the shlichim in front of Edom? So he didn't give them a halva, we understand that. He gave them a pikadon, call it pikadon. They now become the shomer on the money until they bring it. Tosfos calls it a pikadon, I think. We'll see Tosfos soon. Yeah? It's not a halva. But in principle, it's the same idea. Meaning, if the loyve gave him the money in front of Edom, and let's say they don't do the shlichas, and the loyve, the loyve gave them the money in front of Edom to pay back, unless they don't pay it back. And they go to Bezin, and the loyve says, give me back my money. And they say, we give it back to you. So what would be the din? It would be tolling, this machlokes. Do we say a mavis chayv edim tzorek lepora be'edim, or do we not say mavis chayv edim tzorek lepora be'edim? Except here, in this case, the malve is really the loyve, and the tzorek lepora are really the shlichim. Yeah, the shlichim. It's basically we're viewing him giving the shlichim the money as a quote unquote hava. It's not a hava, mamish.
The loyve is giving it to the
shlichim.
The shlichim to pay back the malve.
Right, but if they don't pay it back. And now the loyve says, give it, now you have to pay me back because I gave you the money. Can they tell that we gave it back to you already? That would depend on the machlokes, if a mavet chayv edim, tzorek lepora be'edim or not. What's 1 second? We'll get there. Yeah. Oh. So now, Reb Nachman comes and he says that these edim, that when they deliver the money to the malve, they can now give an edus that this loyve's loan is paid back, right? Meaning, if the Ma'av would bring the loyve to Bezin and say, you never paid me, these shlichim can act as edim that the loyve paid the Ma'av. Their edus is acceptable. So the Gemara is basically saying it's like this. If you're going to say their edus is acceptable, that means you're saying that they're not nogeya bedavar. An edus that you're nogeya bedavar is not an acceptable edus. That's a given. They're being made on the halva. But are they nogeya in that edus or are they not nogeya in that edus? So the Gemara says, well, let's see. If you hold the Ma'avet Chibay, the Tzorek Lepora Be'edin, which means, if there'd be no proof that the Shlichim paid the Ma'avet, then the Loyve would demand back his money. And they couldn't say, we give it back to you, because the Ma'avet Chibay, the Tzorek Lepora Be'edin, they don't have Edom giving it back to him. So they would have to pay. So by being made that they paid it to the Ma'avet already, they are in fact saving themselves from having to pay back the loyve. That's called nogeya be'edus. So zok the Gemara. If Reb Nachman holds the ma'avet chayv be'edim tzorek lepora be'edim, then we cannot accept their edus that they paid the halva off, because by giving edus that they paid the halva off, they are in effect saving themselves from having to pay the loyve back. Whether because they're trying to cheat, or whether because they really did pay the ma'avet, they just can't prove it. Either way, it doesn't matter. They're nogeya be'edus. But if you hold the ma'avet be'edim, ain't tzorek lepora be'edim, which means they could have tied it to the label we paid you back, and they'd be scot-free. So when they give edus that the avol was paid to the malveh, it's not an edus that no gave a dover. It's not an edus that they're not nogeya because even without that edus, they're safe. They're safe. They could tie into the labor, we paid you back, and they'd be believed. So now their edus that they paid the malveh is acceptable. It's not a gay basis.
It has nothing to do with whether or not shliach nasa eid or not.
Well, that's what Nachman said. The shliach nasa eid. We're asking why they're not no gay
basis.
According
to Nachman, shliach is nasa eid.
Yeah.
Therefore, otherwise it wouldn't start.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. Now, that's the Gemara, right? The only monkey wrench, and that's what the Ran and the Bach are speaking out, is if that's true, then what you're telling me is when are they believed to be Edom? In which case are they believed to be Edom?
When it's not.
When you hold, right, according to which man the Omer?
It's not.
When a Ma'avitz Veda ain't talking about Edom. Right. A Ma'avitz Veda, only when we say a Ma'avitz Veda ain't talking about Edom, only then would they be believed because they're not no gay Beidus. But 1 second now, if that's true, then until now I've been speaking about the Ma'avitz Veda ain't talking about Edom, the Gabi, the Loive, and the Shliach. But now let's step back and view it from the Loive to the Malveh. If we are working within the Mandomer, Malveh is Chavei Be'edim, Ein Tzorach Par Be'edim, then the Loive doesn't need Edus that he paid back the Malveh either. So what are they giving Edus on? They're giving Edus on something that we don't need. Meaning we fixed the problem of Nogeya Be'edus. But we have another problem. Their Edus is unnecessary.
Well, it's necessary when the time is brought against them.
No. Because the Malveh will say, you never paid me. The Loive will say, I paid you, finished. You don't need Edus. Just until now I've been saying that they wouldn't need Edus klapi the Loive. Same thing, the Malveh doesn't need Edus klapi the Loive. Right? Because the Malveh is going to be Edus klapi the Loive. So we explain why their Edus is good, but now their Edus is unnecessary. So what's Pshat and Reb Nachman? He's talking about an Edus which is unnecessary. That's what bothered the Ran and the Bach. The terrors to that is no. Klape, what we've been discussing until now, the relationship between the Loive and the Shliach. Legabe, the relationship between the Loive and the Shliach. It's true. Hamavitz Chuy Be'edim in Sarkh Bar Be'edim. The Shliach is not Nogay Be'edis because he wouldn't need Edis to say he'd pay the Loive back. But, Klape, the relationship between the Loive and the Malve over there, even though it's true, we're going in the Mandomar, Hamavitz Chuy Be'edim in Sarkh Bar Be'edim. However, the aside of a Malveh where they enter Barbadim is because since I lent you money, I trusted you to pay me back. But if you sent a shliach, right? Because you'll say a time is bari, I paid you back. Time is bari, I paid you back, and that's acceptable. You don't need Edom. But if you sent a shliach to pay me back, so your time is bari doesn't really help me because you don't know what happened. You have a time is bari, they paid me. Were you there? No, you sent a shliach. You weren't there. And your shliach's not. I didn't do business with your shliach. Your shliach's on his bari is not enough for me. So therefore, even within the mandomar of Amal Bezchei Beidim, Ein Tzorach L'Par Beidim. But if you said the shliach to pay him back, you would need edus. And therefore, that's why over here their edus is necessary. Legabe the loiv of paying back the malveh, their edus is necessary. That's what the Ran and the Bach are adding in because you paid it out of the shliach.
But it doesn't save them,
friend,
because they're not.
But they're still not Nogei Be'edis, because Klat made their own relationship with the Loive. They could say, I paid you back. So it's beautiful. We understand why they're not Nogei Be'edis, but we also understand, Meidach Gisa, why you need their Edis.
But they didn't pay back the Loive, they paid back. They could say that they paid back.
They're giving Edis and they paid the Malveh.
They paid the Malveh.
Right, but they're not Nogei Be'edis, because if the Loive asked the money back, they could have said they paid it back.
Why isn't that called still Loive Malveh relationship? Meaning if the Shlichim say, we paid the Malveh, so we don't have to pay you back. We don't have to pay back the Loive.
Right. No, because even without the Edis, they could have said we'd pay you back. That's the point. Even without the Edis, they could have said to the Loive, we paid you back already. Because the Malveh is going to be doing Inter Parbeid. That's why they're not Nogei Be'edis. I said, why do you need the Edis? Because since the Loive only paid the Malveh, the Shliach, that you need Edis for, even according to this Malveh.
But that changes the whole thing around then. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Once they bring in the Shliach, so right. Then the Loive Malveh, you need Shlichim.
You need Edis.
You need Edis.
Correct. That's why they give Edis.
But then you can't say that.
That what? That they're not okay with them? Sure you can, because clapping them paying the Loive back, you don't need Edis. because they let that's direct.
They
don't need Eidus because that's direct. That wasn't through a shliach. That's direct. They'll tie it to the loiva. We paid you back directly, so they'll be off the hook. But the loiva is in the malva. We know it was done by shliach. So for that, you need Eidus. So you can have the best of both worlds, and that will get medover, but you still need Eidus. That's what the Radenbach bring into this Gemara, because where is missing that piece?
Nice.
Now you got to say it over to Tovia. Or Tovia can listen. He should. I don't understand. He should be listening. Yeah. Did you guys see the Toises? You saw any of the Toises? You were. All right. So what? Let's now with that. With that as the Divrei Hakdama, look at this Toises and also this Toises.
Which ones?
Le'olam and Vahashto. Yeah.
This is a nice work on the Gemara.
Yeah.